Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey, T, you want to play a brand new game?
Sure, let's
go. It's called Which Take Aged Worse. Are you ready?
Yep.
We've got three options for the Which Take Aged Worse game. Let's start off with the fine executive producer of this show, Tommy Lugauer.
The Yankees were the big brother. Now you're the little brother. That's right. The Mets are the big brother. And if you don't like it, do something about it.
That's aggressive, Tommy.
That's option number one.
Okay.
Option number two, I have to admit, is Evan Roberts.
The death of LOL Mets.
The death of LOL Mets. Okay.
Wait, I forgot what that was.
Why I said that?
Yeah, and I remember it, but I don't remember the circumstances.
Oh, I'll tell you if you're curious. It was the opening monologue after the Mets got Juan Soto stolen away from the Yankees.
The death of LOL Mets.
All right, so we have Yanks are little brother, Mets are big brother. What you gonna do about it? We got death of LOL Mets. And our third competitor in the Which Take Age Worst game is the owner of the New York Mets, Steve Cohen.
I want to slay the negative, you know, Met fan perceptions. And we're on our way to doing that.
That's a tough one.
Mm.
So we've got Loogie with the big brother, Evan with the LOL, and Steve Cohen with, you
right,
know, slaying the perceptions.
Which one is definitely and in the future wrong? I think all of them could be.
Well, they're all wrong.
They're all wrong right now.
Right, right.
But which one are going to persist longest into the future?
Oh, that's easy. Is that how you're going to grade it? It's up to you.
I think it's Steve Cohen.
Steve Cohen is the winner, according to Tiki.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sean Morash?
I actually think it's Evan, because even when they put together a good roster and a good team, like they were in the playoff hunt till the end, it's still LOL Mets at every turn.
Yeah, but
and it could be LOL Mets after playoff losses. Until they actually win a World Series, there's always going to be an angle.
I feel like the negative. What is it? What did Steve Cohen say?
Can you replay Steve again?
The negative something.
I think the Steve Cohen thing should actually be replayed every day on WFAN until something changes.
I want to slay the negative, you know, Met fan perceptions.
Right.
And so we're on our way to doing that.
There it is. So the negative Met fan perception.
I want to slay.
This is why it won't happen.
Yeah.
Because, one, the Met fan gets so excited, signing Juan Soto or whatever, that they turn into jerks, Tommy. And then so even when they're good, the negative perception persists. And then once what happens like it did this year, where you just completely fall apart, it's the negative Met fan perception is no matter what you do, it's still there.
Yeah. Ryan fucking Helsley fucking sucks.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Right.
I couldn't vote on this because I was obviously a participant. Same with Tommy. But if I had to endorse somebody as the winner, it's Steve Cohen.
Yeah.
And that sucks because at least I'm just a dumbass fan and Tommy is whatever he is. Steve Cohen's the owner of the team. And he had that strongly. I'm going to slay. He even used the word slay.
Yeah.
I'm going to slay.
Like the kids say now.
Yeah.
Or actually, probably not even now anymore.
Yeah, it's like a generation.
That's old.
Right. And it was so wrong. So there you go. What'd you say again, Sean? You said it was me.
I said it was you, but the more I listen to it, I actually think what you said and what Cohen said are basically the same thing in different forms.
Yeah, except I'm me and he's him.
No, I agree.
That's a good point. I think what you're saying is right.
Yeah,
it's just different variations. But you're right, because it's the owner, he has to get that.
I love how both of you just like toss Tommy to the side like it doesn't even count.
I love that you didn't pick mine, because that tells me that two Yankee fans think what I said could come to fruition.
I just love the fact that you didn't pick it. I didn't take it as dismissive.
I think they didn't pick you because it was so stupid.
Oh, shut up. What's so stupid about it?
Because it was as if it was reality.
Right, exactly. What you said is just never even going to be a factor.
Like, mine and Steve's were like, oh, wow, maybe that's true. Mm-hmm. Yours, even in the height of the Mets' success, was like, what? Was he high?
Attendance is up. Ratings is up. Juan Soto is a Met. The Yankee fan is more worried about, you know, trolling a Blue Jay team that knocked you out, which is little brother behavior. But okay, that's fine. I think I have building blocks to being big brother here. Like I said, I gave you the battle. I'm not giving you the war yet.
Mm. Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Right. I don't have the bandwidth to even argue with this. Because
you know I'm right, or I have potential to be right.
I think, unfortunately, you got eliminated from this competition because your opinion was so out there. I apologize, but at least you were in the competition. Let's go to Chris in Bayshore. Good afternoon, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, hey, guys. How we doing?
Good. Good.
Hey, listen, I got a suggestion for Aaron Glenn. I think he needs to call his good friend Dan Campbell up and get a little advice on how to deal with the press. I think Campbell shows you could be a tough guy and you can get your message across and still make sense. What do you think?
Yeah, well, Dan answers the questions. He clearly gets annoyed by some of the things that are asked of him, especially a couple of years ago when they weren't fully good. But he would answer the question and he would explain it like, look, guys, here's what's going on. He would always give you that.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, look, here's what we're doing. And hey, this is what we're trying to do. Like he would make it familiar to you and try to like embrace you with it as opposed to putting up a wall and a facade. Now, part of that's because Detroit media is probably not as aggressive as New York media, but that still is not an excuse to be rude.
What I wonder about with Aaron, not that he's inherently a rude individual, but he is an in-your-face individual.
100%.
Guy played in the NFL, and he played cornerback in the NFL. So part of me wonders, is that just genuinely him? He's a combative guy.
It might be.
And if that's the case, I'd hate to change that. So as much as a fan, I hate this because you're 0-6 and you're being a jerk to everybody.
But it's organic to him.
But if it is organic, it's tough to kill it. You know what I mean? Here's the concern Aaron Glenn is going to face. And Jets X Factor provided these stats because these are fascinating. And these are the numbers. I would love to ask AI, but AI is consistently wrong.
Very much
like,
so.
So for example, and I was going to send this to you, Sean, because we had a discussion off air about how never trust Google AI.
Sure.
So on the heels of Yamamoto pitching that complete game, the first thing I did was I Googled last postseason complete game. And it said Walker Buehler in 2021. And I'm like, that's not true. So I went to Walker Buehler. Of course it wasn't true. I don't think he ever went more than 7 innings in a playoff game. And so I'm like, okay.
How could it even come up with that?
I don't know.
Does it not understand what a complete game is?
I don't know.
And that's the problem because AI takes literal interpretations of words, and our English language is so bastardized that he doesn't know what complete means.
Right, which is, and the reason I bring this up is
or
Sean
it,
and I...
I should say it, it, not he.
Sean and I were talking off air because I was like, hey, can you do research on blah, blah, blah? And he said, oh, yeah, look. And I said, before he even answered, I said, was it Google AI?
It was.
I think so.
It was the Mendoza Waffle House in the game. No problem.
Oh, there you go. That's right. We talked about for the kid quarterback from Indiana. Fernando Mendoza,
yeah.
How his nickname is the Waffle House, which I later found out it's not his nickname, it's his receiver's nickname. And so I was saying to Sean, did you get it from Google AI? Because they're always wrong. Mm. And subsequently, yes.
And so now when you say that in context, the receivers are the Waffle House because they're always open?
Exactly.
Exactly.
That makes sense. Now, with Fernando Mendoza, it made no sense.
And that's why you can never trust Google AI. So I was going to Google AI, like the history of coaches who start 0-6. And of course, it led me down a horrible path. But sometimes we're allowed to be lazy because Jets X Factor, which is one of my favorite accounts and websites to check, did the research themselves. And I'm going to trust them because they're always right. Are you ready for this?
Go ahead.
Before Aaron Glenn, 17 coaches since 1980 have started 0-6 to begin their coaching careers.
Wow.
17. 13 of the 17, that's 76%, never led that franchise to the postseason. Here are the exceptions. Dan Campbell, which Aaron Glenn has brought up, and our last caller just brought up, Zach Taylor with the Bengals, Kyle Shanahan, and Jimmy Johnson. Now, those examples, I mean, Zach Taylor, I don't know. But those other examples are really good. But the vast majority of coaches that begin their careers 0-6, it doesn't go well.
Right. It just, that becomes who you are, unfortunately. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
And this is important because Aaron Glenn has mentioned numerous times when asked about his tough start, hey, I spoke to Parcells, who's had his rough beginnings. I spoke to Jimmy Johnson, who's on this list, Dan Campbell, all this. Yes, you can overcome 0-6. No one is denying that, but the vast majority don't.
Yeah.
That's the problem. That's the history you're facing. 76% of the time, when you begin your coaching career like this, you never sniff the postseason. And so, yeah, it's possible. It's like, can the Brewers come back from 0-2? Sure they can. It's unlikely. History tells you it's unlikely. You could tell me about the 96 Yankees all day. You could tell me about the 86 Mets all day. But the truth is, you are probably going to end up in the dustpan of history.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.